More than a quarter of all parents of children with disabilities say they struggle to find appropriate childcare for their kids. And even for those who do, many say their kids routinely encounter discrimination, like being excluded from field trips and some classes. Judy Woodruff reports for our series, Disability Reframed.
In many ways, Kane Harris is a typical young boy. He loves Curious George and watching videos on his mom's iPad.
So tell me about this young man that we're sitting here talking with. He's 4 years old, is that right?
Yes, that's my four-year-old son, Kane.
And he is a bundle of energy.
Yes, he's very hyper.
But Jasmine Watkins says when her son was around 18 months old, he began falling behind some of his peers.
I recently, within these last 3 weeks, have gotten him diagnosed with autism, but that's like a very new diagnosis. Prior to that, I would say, you know, he has a speech delay, you know, cognitive delay.
On top of that, Kane is not potty trained, common for children his age with autism.
Didn't you guys say in your car seat?
All this has made it incredibly difficult for Watkins, a single working mom in Silver Spring, Maryland, to find childcare.
They ask you about your child's personality. They ask if there's any diagnosis, and they'll ask you that. And if you're like, oh, you know, my child, you know, he doesn't talk, or, you know, he's still in diapers. You know, these are things that they're putting into perspective when they're trying to enroll you in a program.
She says earlier this year, after looking at several child care centers in the area that couldn't meet Kane's needs, a spot opened up at Easter Seals, a national nonprofit that provides daycare to all children, including those with special needs.
We get calls every day with families looking for space for their child with special needs. And sometimes the families don't want to share that information over the phone because they're afraid that they're going to hear that answer no.
Charlotte Crump is the director of the Child Development Center at this Easter Seals, which serves about 60 kids ages 5 or younger. The organization relies on both public and private funding, including grants and donations, to offer these services. Parents pay based upon their income.
Step.
Kane is one of about 12 children here with special needs.
I think what sets us apart is we're not afraid to work with children with disabilities. Sometimes for educators or programs, it's fear of the unknown. We're not afraid. We need to meet children exactly where they are. So if there is ability or disability, we can help support them.
But finding that support isn't easy.
Our analysis show there's over 2.2 million children in the United States with disabilities who are aged 5 or younger, and their parents are having a very difficult time finding childcare for them.
Elizabeth Curta is a director at the U.S. Government Accountability Office, which released a report last year. It showed many child care centers often put up barriers for children with special needs, including requirements for potty training by the age of 3. Their parents can face years-long wait lists and sometimes even be forced to move to access child care.
And what we heard from providers is, you know, they need training. They need additional staff and funding for accommodations and for making the physical environment accessible.
They learn the routine. They learn the consistency.
At Easter Seals, teachers like Nakisha Urbina do receive extra training and instruction on how to interact with students like Kane Harris.
Just having an open mind that not to take the behavior personal, you know, because sometimes they're not going to be compliant.
She says this training has been crucial and that she now enjoys having special needs children in her classroom.
It helps me teach the other children that everyone is learning differently. So it helps me create the lesson plan that includes Kane and the other children. So it's not challenging, it just helps me become better at what I'm doing and how I'm teaching both children with special needs and children that do not have special needs.
Some staff here are also trained on even more medically complex needs, like how to properly feed one-year-old Miracle Wynn.
I've never seen a baby like this, so independent. She's a fighter.
Grandfather Robert Wynn raises Miracle, who's relied on this tube attached to her stomach to be fed ever since surviving open-heart surgery at birth.
I could show you pictures where she was had tubes all over. I cried every day because I didn't know if she was going to make it, but God is good. I'm right here.
While some parents pay up to $2,500 a month for child care at Easter Seals, Wynn received a grant from Montgomery County in Maryland that allows him to send Miracle here for free.
What would it be for you? What would it mean for you if this place didn't exist?
I have no idea. I would be lost. I'm going to be honest with you. I would be lost. They allow me to go to work. I haven't worked in almost a year. They allow me to go to work. I mean, boy, they do my baby's hair. I'm dad. I mean, I got five girls, but I have not learned how to do hair.
You're not good with hair.
Not at all. And they do it for me.
That level of care is what Jasmine Watkins says has made Easter Seals a good fit for her son, who now also gets picked up 5 days a week for additional speech training at a local school.
I just want Kane to be happy. I want him to be able to articulate himself. You know, I want him to be a kind, you know, loving person that's thriving. And to be able to do that, he needs extra help, and that's okay.
Extra help that still remains out of reach for so many parents across the country. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Judy Woodruff in Silver Spring, Maryland. We'll be right back.